Here's your boy.
And now they're going to go. O'Brien got the right hand loose. He's swinging away. And the size and strength of O'Brien telling a tale in this bout.
Here's our boy.
There's no prerequisite for dropping the puck. You just had to be a colorful guy, I think. You can say what you want about me. I was at least colorful in Vancouver, so maybe one night I could drop the puck.
Here's the Roxy's boy.
What's Rob Hoffman?
I don't know. I can't believe Vladdy doesn't know what that means. He's been over here for how long? He doesn't know what Rob Hoffman means. I think he was playing dumb with the boys.
It's former Canuck Shane O'Brien.
Yeah, a Shane O'Brien Thursday. It's normally a Shane O'Brien Wednesday, but we did not have a show yesterday. And so today, we'll have Shane O'Brien, and he's joining us in a few minutes' time. Dan Riccio, Randeep Jada, we are Reach Deep. It is the People's Show. Randeep, since we are the People's Show, let's tell the people who has won a steaming pile of nothing with Password Extra.
If you put it that way, I don't think anybody wants nothing. But the question, since there's a lot of OEL buzz going on, not only in Vancouver, across the NHL world, it's Oliver Ekman-Larsson related. Only three defensemen have scored 20-plus goals in an NHL season since OEL scored 20-plus in 2015-16. Who are they? So after that year, the correct answer, Brent Burns, who scored 29 in 16-17, Morgan Riley, who scored 20 last year, and Zach Werenski, who scored 20 this year. The first one in on the text line. I got to say, it was close. Silver and Black Canuck beat out Big T by a couple of seconds, but congrats to Silver and Black Canuck, and congrats to Big T as well. I think a new player when it comes to extra.
Yeah, a couple of big-time texts as well earlier. We do appreciate it. Always love having new contestants on Password Extra. Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda. Let's welcome in our next guest. He is Shane O'Brien, Missing Curfew Podcast, and of course, our favorite former Canuck and yours. What's going on, Obi?
Not much, boys. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Pat Maroon, he's certainly got a vibe here with the whole like celebrations, eh?
The big rig is really enjoying himself. I mean, I don't know how many cigars he smoked. I haven't seen him without a cigar in his mouth since they won the Stanley Cup. They're actually playing my old golf course in Tampa, Avila, which is a great track. So they got the Stanley Cup out there. Him and Stammer are having a great time. But the big rig is MVP so far in the Stanley Cup celebrations, that's for sure.
Obi, did Pat Maroon learn how to party like that in Newport Beach back in the day when he played with the Ducks?
I think he learned a little bit from his time in the Ducks here. The Ducks organization was always known for, you know, having a good time off the ice. But, I mean, you could just see, like, you know, I was telling the guys today when I was on with NHL Network, just, you know, as an ex-player, even when you see the Stanley Cup, you know, you still get jealous. And I'm so happy for all those guys. But for a guy who never won it, man, it looks like they're having a good time right now. So good for them. Good for the city of Tampa, which is a great place to play. Great fans. And I'm really jealous, boys, because, man, it would be fun to party with that thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, didn't you get to party a little bit with it last year with Ryan O'Reilly, your boy? I know you told the story on Missing Curfew, but you finally took a drink out of the cup, didn't you?
I did, yeah. So, you know, and even when I saw Factor walk out with it last year, just partying in Ontario, I was like, wow, you know, there it is. And I wasn't going to touch it, and I wasn't going to drink out of it. And like I said on Missing Curfew, I got him a bottle of Blue Label, and he opened the Blue Label and poured that in the Stanley Cup, and I said, Factor, I don't care, buddy. I'm having a sip of that out of there. So it was cool to be part of that with him because he's such a close friend to me. But, you know, now with social media, like you follow Patty Maroon right now and see what these guys are doing with that thing, and it's just unbelievable. I'm jealous of those guys, and good for them. They deserve it after being in the bubble for that long.
All right, Blue Label out of the Stanley Cup. How many people have done that before?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right, so you talked about Tampa and that market. We heard Steven Stamkos' comments yesterday basically saying the best hockey market in the NHL, the best fan base. Is that true, or is he just putting on extra?
You know what? It's a great place to play, and when I got traded from Anaheim to Tampa there, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I know they'd won the Stanley Cup the two previous years, so I knew there was a good fan base. But if you've never been down there, the rink's right downtown. It's right on the water. There's a bunch of good bars, and they love the team. You know, they have obviously the Bucks there, and then they have were raised in St. Petersburg, but the fan base is unbelievable. And, I mean, you see those guys balling around on jet skis at the Stanley Cup. I'm surprised no one's dumped it in the harbor yet. I would have dumped it in the harbor 100%, but it's a great place to play. And like I said, I'm jealous of those boys right now because they seem to be having an absolute time, as they deserve it.
While you were playing there, did you ever have any run-ins with Hollywood Hulk Hogan? I know he's a big Lightning fan.
You know what? He used to come to some of our games. I was hoping to run into his daughter more than I was hoping to run into him, but I could never see her back in the day either because she wasn't bad back in the day, the blondie there. But, you know, him and another guy that used to be in our dressing room a lot was Wade Boggs. He would always come in after games, and he was an absolute beauty. He definitely had a few Bud Lights during the hockey game because he always had a nice glow going on when he'd come in and see the boys after.
So this Lightning, Wade Boggs, what a reference that is. Unbelievable. What a great hitter, eh? He could hit a single with the best of them.
He could hit a single. He could drink beers with the best of them, too, Dano. He was feeling good after the games when he came in and say hi to the boys.
Hey, when you had a career like him, you can drink as many beers as you want afterwards, right? I mean,
that's true. That's true.
This Lightning team, we've seen them knocking on the door for a long time. They finally get over the hump, come over a lot of adversity here. But what's your takeaway from watching this Lightning team finally lift the cup?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, they've been through a lot. And listen, I don't want to take anything away from what they did, but I've said this a couple times. I think the bubble kind of helped them a little bit because of, you know, we know they got swept last year by the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah, they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals a few years ago and lost to the Blackhawks. But they've had some playoff disappointment. And I think they got in this bubble. They didn't have to travel. And they came together. And they were the best team from the start to finish. They deserve it. And I give all these athletes, all these players, guys, credit that have been in the bubble for that long. You heard Seguin's comments. The hardest thing he's done as an athlete. So as an ex-player, I'm very proud of these guys. And they should all be proud of each other. And congrats to the Lightning because to win it, it doesn't matter the circumstance. It's unbelievable.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Shane O'Brien, as we are every week. OB, you know, looking forward now, Tampa's going to have to make some moves. They got to create some cap space. But here's the problem for Julian Brisebois, the GM there. A lot of these guys have no trade clauses or no movement clauses. My question to you, if you're one of those players, A, would you ever want to leave Florida? And B, what would it take for you to ditch that no movement clause?
Yeah, it's something that, you know, I was talking about being an unrestricted free agent in my career, and that was the one thing in my deal in Colorado. You know, I was like, I just want a no move clause, and I fought over and fought over and fought over, and then, you know, at the end, I broke at the end and signed the deal without a no move, and you know, I ended up getting traded to Calgary, and you boys know how I feel about that. So one thing as a player, if you get that no move clause, man, deep, it's so hard to get that. You want to honor it. And, you know, you finally have power over these GMs when you have no move clause. So for these guys that have it, they just won the Stanley Cup. I'm sure they can do whatever they want.
Shane O'Brien, our guest, Missing Curfew Podcast. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at ShaneO'Brien55. So a couple of names are doing the rounds in Vancouver right now as potential trade targets or free agent targets. One of them is Oliver Ekman-Larsson with the Arizona Coyotes. Hasn't been a great couple of years for him, but we know he was pretty good a few years ago. What do you think of Oliver Ekman-Larsson right now? And you think he can rediscover his game a little bit?
Yeah, I think he's a world-class player, obviously. I think the amount of money he's making is a lot. I think he's making like 8.2 or something like that. So that's a lot of money. And for me, the thing for me, Dano, would be, listen, he's played in Phoenix. Can he come into Vancouver? And I've said this before, and I was lucky when I came to Vancouver, we had good teams. But can you come into a market where now there's expectations? If you come in and you make that kind of money and things don't go exactly the way he wants them to, can he handle it? Can he handle answering the media every day? Can he handle the ups and downs of playing in the Canadian market? And if he can, I don't know him as a person. If he can handle that, as a player, he'd be an amazing fit for the Canucks. Especially if they lose a guy like Tanev on the back end.
Yeah, it's kind of that feeling of going from the country club into the pressure cooker to a certain extent, right? Can you deal with that pressure? Overall, you know, there's another name that's popping up to reach his point. OEL's one of them, but Tyson Barry is a name that continues to be linked to the Canucks. My question to you is, if he's not playing top unit power play, is he still a valuable acquisition to your team, Obi? Like, we know he has defensive problems. He's not known for his defensive play. If he's not playing top unit power play, is he a difference maker on the Canucks or any other team?
I think if he's, you know, obviously he's going to play on your second unit power play. He'll play 4-on-4. And for Tyson Barrie, listen, he's such a great kid. I think what he went through in Toronto will help him if he comes to Vancouver. He's obviously a British Columbia boy. I think Vancouver would be a good fit for him. I think he could come in there, find his role, be happy, loves the city. But I think if he's on your second power play unit, and for him, Randeep, is confidence. If he can get his confidence early in the year, you know, the sky's the limit for him in Vancouver. And I think it would be a good fit because, like I said, he's such a great kid.
He is Shane O'Brien. One thing, as I've been watching all of these different playoffs, hockey, basketball, baseball, I'm starting to miss fans again, Obi. Like, it just doesn't have the same intensity when there's no fans, especially baseball, man. Like, watching these Jays, it was just there's no soul in baseball playoffs without fans.
I know. I played golf the other day with my boy Lupo, and he was like, the Jays are back in the playoffs, like, trying to get me fired up. And I'm like, honestly, you know, Lupo, I haven't been watching a whole lot, so I tried to watch, you know, the game yesterday. And obviously Tampa got off to a pretty good start, so I was like, well, they're done. But to answer your question, especially baseball, Dano, because from the regular season to the playoffs, the fans get so much more intense in baseball. It's like it goes from, like, okay, whatever, to, like, every pitch matters, and you get two strikes on a guy, and the fans are going crazy, and the towels are going. So I'm with you on the baseball playoffs. I've been watching it the last couple of days, and the cutout fans just aren't doing it for me either. I'm over it.
All right, Obi, quick question for you. Blue Jays in the playoffs for, like, 10 minutes. Who was kind of in there? Yeah, remember that story that Darcy Hordachuk told us about Francesco Aquilini hanging out with you at the Roxy, and you kind of were the Blue Jays in the playoffs longer than that interaction of Francesco Aquilini trying to hang out with you guys at the Roxy that one time? What lasted longer?
I would say probably the thing at the Roxy lasted longer. I mean, the Jays just got in there, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, well, they're done. So it's been weird, the whole thing. And to answer your question, Randeep, I don't remember everything about that night, so who knows how long he was crying. I probably had a good time, I can guarantee you that. But for the Blue Jays, Dano, I know you're a Jays fan. It's a step in the right direction. But for all pro sports, boys, listen, you know, the NHL, give them kudos, they got through it. But this whole no fan thing, it's been tough on everyone. And safety first, but I'm with you, boys. Let's get some, you know, fans back in here. And moving forward with the NHL, I hope they don't rush it to get back, because they're talking about playing in the bubble for 2 months and this and that. Just you did a really good thing with the NHL and NHLPA. Just take a breather, get through the draft, free agency, and figure out moving forward, you know, what this world's going to look like. You watched the presidential debate the other night, not to change subjects, but it was a gong show. So who knows what's going to happen. Take a breather. But we do need fans back. That's a no-brainer.
Obi, you're getting chirped on the text line. Jordan in Saskatoon, who's in our Reach Deep Fantasy Football League, he says you're getting easy street because he's got three players out due to the postponement of the Titans and Steelers.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take what I can get right now after a tough loss last week. I mean, there's so many ups and downs. After week two, I'm like, I'm unbeatable. I got Dom won't make the trade with me because he said I got the best team in the league. And then boom, McCaffrey goes down. Now I got work last week. So, hey, listen, no excuses, boys. It's fantasy football. Anything goes. And Carson got hurt in Seattle. So my boy Hyde that I picked up, that everyone said was the worst trade ever, he's going to get the ball all week this week. So he's going to put up a monster week, boys.
It could be worse, Obi. You could have lost to me last week like Dan Riccio.
Oh.
Could be worse.
I'm still
Dano,
devastated.
Tough one, Dano.
It's a big tough one. What's on the pod this week, Obi?
On this week, we we just finished off talking about the Stanley Cup playoffs and you know, basically guys just talking about, you know, respecting what they did. And then, you know, you see a guy like, you know, Jamie Benn there, you know, his interview after the Stanley Cup playoffs and how disappointed he was. And, you know, you feel for a guy like that. So we talked about that, and we're going to start getting into some guests now that the Stanley Cup playoffs are over. So we're going to get guys like Lupo in there, and Jared Stoll's going to come in. Richardson's going to come in. So moving forward, we're going to get some old friends in, and maybe even some golf guys with some chatter. So we were just talking about how successful it was, and there's a Stanley Cup champ, and you wouldn't have thought that, you know, 4 months ago or whatever it was.
Obi, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, thanks, boys.